From Spark and Anvil and Function Forge, this is Pivot the Rule Switcher in Chapter 1 of the Function Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by Gemini 2.5. Pivot stood at a big road fork. He was a junction master. That was his job for 12 years. A junction master helped people find their way. Roads split into different paths here. Each path went to a different place. Pivot made sure coaches took the right one. The kingdom had three busy road forks. These places needed a full-time junction master. One was Three Fork. The main road split there. It went north, east, or south. Another was Wisp's Corner. It had a coast road. That road split to the harbor or inland. The third was Mason's Bend. A western road forked there. It went to the highlands or lowlands. Other small forks just had signs, but these three had real people. Pivot was assigned to Three Fork. Pivot was 19 years old. He got the job. The kingdom's road office hired him. They tested him first. Could he think fast? Could he speak clearly? Could he stay calm? Coachman could get cranky. Pivot was good at all these things. He fit right in at Three Fork. The job worked like this. A coach would roll up. Pivot waited in his little wooden booth. It sat right at the fork. He always looked at the coach. Had he seen it before? Many times, yes. Coachman drove the same roads often. If he knew the coach, he knew where it was going. If not, he stepped out. He walked to the driver. "Where are you headed today?" he would ask. The driver would call out a town. Northgate. Or Easton. Sometimes Southport. Once in a while, the capital. Or even, "I don't know, my lady just said to follow this road." If that happened, Pivot walked. He went to the lady in the coach. He asked her himself. Then Pivot would tell them, "Take the North Fork," or "Take the East Fork," or "Take the South Fork." If they needed the capital, it was trickier. "You want the Central Road," he'd say. "It's the middle one, between the North and East Forks. Look for the lion and star signs. That's the capital's crest." The coach would proceed. The next coach would arrive. Pivot did this work every day, 11 hours a day, 6 days a week, for 12 long years. He counted every coach, more than 200,000. He never sent one the wrong way. The road office praised him often. He even won awards. Twice he got the Reliable Service Award. It was a quiet award, but it meant a lot. Pivot learned something important. It made him a great teacher later on. His job had a pattern. It was like a game with rules. The rules changed. They changed based on what the coachman said. If a coach said Northgate, Pivot's rule was take the North Fork. If a coach said Easton, Pivot's rule was take the East Fork. If a coach said Southport, Pivot's rule was take the Southport. If a coach said the capital, Pivot's rule was take the Central Road, follow the lion and star signs. Different words from the driver, different rules from Pivot. The job was always the same. It was about directing coaches. But the answer changed. It changed based on where they want it to go. Pivot didn't know the fancy math word for it. Not yet. But what he did was called a piecewise function. Pivot was 31. The road office sent him help. A young man named Cobble arrived. Cobble was new. He just finished school. He knew a lot about math. On his second day, Pivot was busy. He told a driver to take the South Fork. Cobble spoke up. "Sir," he said, "that's a piecewise function." Pivot said, "A what?" Cobble explained, "In math, it's a special kind of function. It has different rules. The rules change for different numbers. Like if X is small, you use one rule. If X is big, you use another. It's still the same big function, but it has different parts. You do this every day, sir. You hear where the coach wants to go. That's the input. Then you pick the right rule. You tell them which road to take." Pivot thought about it. He thought for a few days. Then he told Cobble, "That's a good word, piecewise. I'll keep that in mind." Pivot turned 33. He wrote a letter. It went to the Function Forge Academy. His letter said,
I've been a Junction Master for 12 years. I've sent 200,000 coaches the right way. I just learned my job is a piecewise function. I want to teach this. I think the road office can find someone new for 3-Fork. And honestly, I'm tired of standing all day. The head of the academy invited him. Come teach, they said. Pivot said yes. He left his job at the Junction. The road office sent a new person. Later, Cobble took over 3-Fork.
Pivot has been teaching piecewise functions at the academy for 11 years. In his classroom, Pivot always starts the same way. On the first day, he stands up front. Imagine I'm at a road fork, he says. Three coaches drive up. The first one wants to go to Northgate. What do I tell it? The children, always, say take the North Fork. Pivot says, the second coach is bound for Easton. The children say, take the East Fork. Pivot says, the third coach is bound for Southport. The children say, take the South Fork.
Pivot smiles. That's a piecewise function, he says. The job is to direct traffic. That's the main function. What the driver says is the input. My answer is the output. The output changes. It changes based on the input. Different input, different rule, but it's still the same job. Then he writes on the board, if x is less than 0, y equals x squared. If x is greater than or equal to 0, y equals 2x. He points to the board. Here's the math part, he says. The function gets a number. It checks that number. Is it smaller than 0, or is it 0 or bigger? Then it uses the right rule. It's just like me at the Junction. Different input, different rule. The function puts two rules together. It makes one piecewise function. When children ask whether piecewise functions are hard, Pivot always says the same thing. They are not hard, Pivot says. They are like road forks. You look at the input first. Then you use the rule that fits. Different inputs make different rules happen. The function is all the rules together. Each rule is a piece. That's why it's piecewise. Pivot still visits 3-Fork. He goes twice a year. Cobble is the main Junction Master now. He is always glad to see Pivot. They drink tea together. They sit at the little inn by the fork. They pretend to direct coaches. It's an old joke. The innkeeper has heard it too many times. She doesn't even smile anymore.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Pivot, the Rule Switcher. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.